You're listening to Lost in the Sauce, a celebration of hot sauce makers and lovers from around the world. From big brands to local entrepreneurs, we review sauces based on aroma, texture, and taste before giving it an official flame rating. We'll also learn about each brand as well as share suggestions on what meals would pair well with the sauce, and we're going to do it all under 10 minutes. So let's do what we do and get lost in the sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Welcome to episode 8 of Lost in the Sauce. My name is Fave, and I am super grateful that you stopped by to invest your time in our show. And I'm going to be respectful of that time and keep this party going no longer than 10 minutes. And it's kind of going to be a challenge because I have four updates and an announcement to share. Four updates and an announcement. First update, the joint reviews via Zoom with Will Dawson, aka Harlem, aka Dawson East America, is going down the end of this month. So you don't want to miss the video and audio, the antics, the comedy that is Will and I on that call. Secondly, we have other videos out there that's going to nudge you to share us on social media. So we really want to get the word out. So if you see a video pop up on our social media, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, please, ma'am, please, sir, share that video. It's usually only 10 to 15 seconds promoting everything from new episodes to the Lost in the Beats playlist by our music director to giveaways. It's going to be really, really colorful. So it's going to behoove you when you see those videos to share them on your social media profiles. Third update, the online podcasting workshop that I've attended this week has been phenomenal. You guys didn't know I was doing that, but I've been in the game for a while, but I want to make sure that I stay on point. So I took this workshop and it has given me so many ideas and it's going to make this show so much better. So be on the lookout for that or be on the hear out for that. Last but not least, the stickers that you may see on my social media for Lost in the Sauce was an experiment that we're just trying to see how it looked and it looks dope. So we're going to add some things and get those stickers and other merchandise on the website, which is getlostinthesauce.net. So those are my four updates. And the announcement that I have right now is simply I am running out of local hot sauce shopping options. Oh, but these internet shopping streets is calling me, baby. They calling me. And before I answer that call, I must acknowledge all the hot sauce brands out there that are grinding it out on a small business entrepreneur tip. And I've been reaching out to you all. Please go to getlostinthesauce.net/referral and put in your hot sauce brand. If you know of a great brand, please put it in and I will go out there and find that sauce, review that sauce, share that sauce, celebrate that sauce. And we all just gonna have a hot sauce, hot good time. But before all that, let's talk about this hot sauce we have in front of us today. Brothers and sisters, boys and girls, precious people, I'd like to present to some and introduce to others, Melinda's Original Habanero Extra Hot Sauce. Hailing from Irving, Texas, Melinda's Original Habanero Extra Hot Sauce has an excellent website. Go to Melinda's, MELINDAS.com, and you'll see not just this hot sauce, but a whole line of different hot sauces out there, plus flat rate shipping, which is a big hot sauce pain point. If you are a hot sauce entrepreneur, you know how hard it is to get over the shipping hump with your product. So they make it easy by giving a flat rate. So something to take into consideration. This particular hot sauce features habanero peppers, carrots, onions, lime juice, vinegar, salt, garlic, and citric acid with a little touch of xanthan gum to keep it consistent with the flow, which we'll get into that one day, but I'm not going to get into that right now. I found this sauce at a store called Tienda Dolores in Northport, Alabama, which is just a suburb of where I live, a little small Mexican market, but they have the authentic ingredients. They have the real. And I saw this hot sauce, and it wasn't my first time seeing Melinda's. I've seen it other places. Can't recall exactly where, but it's not my first rodeo with Melinda as far as the visual, but this time I said I'm going to get it. So I get the hot sauce because it says it's Melinda's Extra Hot. I'm like, okay, you know I got to check out the Extra Hot. So I get it to the house and I decide to keep it simple, keep it real funky and just get some tacos, some simple chicken tacos, put the hot sauce on there and see if it makes it pop. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's back it up to the aroma. I open up Melinda's Original Habanero Extra Hot Sauce and the first thing I notice is that, wow, okay, it's subtle. I was expecting something grandiose and I got something very quaint and quiet. So the aroma leads me to believe that this hot sauce, this extra hot sauce, may not be as extra as I thought. But let's get into the texture. I pour the Melinda's extra hot sauce onto the tacos, and I noticed that it has a medium body. Okay, let's stop here. This is episode 8, and I've mentioned quite a few sauces so far. I would say almost half of them have had a medium body. So what is a medium body? It's not as thick as ketchup, but it's not as thin as your Tabasco, you know, the little peppers with the vinegar in the peppers inside the vinegar container. It's not super thin. It's kind of literally in the middle. It is a medium body, which seems to be a hot sauce standard. It has to have a little bit of that stand up in it. When you pour it on there, it don't just fall all into the meat or onto whatever you're putting it on. It's actually got a little weight on it. So let's say that Melinda's extra hot sauce has that weight that we look for in a medium bodied hot sauce. But now the moment of truth, the taste. The Melinda's extra hot sauce is sitting on a fantastic taco. Not a lot of spices or salsa. We just really want to make the sauce tell the story of the taco. So we go into it. Melinda, really? Okay. Subtle heat, very reminiscent of the aroma. A couple of steps up from ketchup in terms of heat. This is not, I don't know, I mean, everything is relative, but you gotta have a baseline. And even on a baseline, Melinda's habanero extra hot sauce is not extra hot. It's got a little kick, but it's not extra hot. You feel me? And don't get me wrong, this is not a diss. Melinda's extra hot sauce has a place. And that place is sitting on a 3-lane rating. Melinda, you know what it is. Old entry-level sauce. Old welcome mat having sauce. Your old doorbell who's there sauce. Your sliding in a DM sauce. Oh, where should we put you? Precious people, it's time for Melinda to be put on, and put it on we shall. Aside from the usual suspects of tacos and pizzas, Melinda's original habanero extra hot sauce goes well as an enchilada sauce booster, and its stand-up texture makes it a great sauce for salmon croquettes. Consider this sauce an awakener, kind of a digital alarm clock too. A digital alarm clock to awaken otherwise bland food, an enhancement like deep dish Dayton's on your car or a tricked out bike rack on your Subaru. Melinda's extra hot sauce can make something cool, no pun intended, but it can't be cool on its own. You know, Melinda needs you to need her. You know, in my hot sauce travels, a lot of wimps out there. A lot of people that I talk to that love the movement, but they're not about that hot sauce life for real. They're not about that heat. They're not ready. They're wimps, and they're proud to be wimps. They don't want hot sauce in their life tearing up their stomach, because that's what it does for them. But they want to peek into our hot sauce world. And Melinda's original habanero extra hot sauce gives them that peek. Now, why they call it extra hot, I don't know what in the pandemic pepper they was thinking by calling it extra hot, but here we are. Melinda, I wanted more for you. And I went on your website, and you have 2 flames on your own site. So why call it extra hot? Why not something like sort of kind of hot? Or hot-ish, or, well, that's kind of a different connotation. But anyway, you have a place, and we celebrate you in that place. And the truth of the matter is, you're putting up real numbers, so somebody likes it extra hot by your standards. So Melinda, you're all right with us, baby. And when I want that little hint of a kick of a something like a taste of a piece of a hot sauce experience, I'm coming for you. But until then, please, ma'am, please, sir, subscribe and listen to Lost in the Sauce on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Anchor. That's right. I'm sorry. This is the end. We're wrapping up. Brothers and sisters, we need your Apple Podcast reviews, and I'm not ashamed to reward you handsomely with Fave Hot Sauce goodies to get them. Until next time, keep in mind that we live in a world of text messaging with fast thumbs and even faster feelings, which leaves you open to the probability of having an unsafe text happen, and there's no going back after that. So rather than hide behind words that you don't mean about a situation that won't matter next week regarding a person you won't be cool with in a year, be intentional with your words, connections, and most of all, your truth. And if the TikTok is funny, honey, send that on too, along with a prayer for a stranger. Because a stranger is definitely praying for you. Thank you for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Thanks again for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And if you love it, please share it with your friends. All the foodies out there, the one who keeps the hot sauce in her purse or in his glove box, all the Instagram and TikTok chefs, anyone who is about that hot sauce life, or just looking for a fun new podcast, tell them to stop looking and get lost in the sauce. I thank you in advance, and I'll check you out next week.